Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people of the Adia Talks podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host here on this podcast. I hope you're well. I hope you are good. Compliments of the season to you. From where I come from, they're like compliments, and you just know what that means. So compliments of the season to you and yours. I hope you had a wonderful 25th of December if you celebrate Christmas, and I hope you've had some downtime with family to chill out, etc. Today I have some music in the background, so I hope it's not too loud and I hope you can hear me, but I thought I'll try something different because it is the 31st of December. Yay! So happy New Year's Eve, if there's such a thing. Congratulations, you have made it through to 2020. 2020, you have made it through after this epic year, this unprecedented year, this amazing year for some, this year that really shifted people, shook us all in different ways, slapped some of us up and woke us up. Actually, it wasn't a year. It was a year plus five. That's a real definition. It was 1 year plus five, just add on 5 years. Then everything that happened in a six-year period happened in 2020. It was epic. It was epic. Epic is just like, you know, unique in whatever way. So whether you thought it was epically good or epically not so good, congratulations. You've made it through. I really do thank God for your life, that he kept you no matter what, that the times where you thought you could not make it, you know, this is where that Waymaker song came alive. You look back and you're like, chai, Lord. Oh, sorry, chai. You're like, wow, Lord. How could this happen? We thank God. I'm so, you know, grateful to God for your life and for my life as well. And I'm just looking back and I'm grateful. I am grateful, absolutely grateful to him. So today is the 31st of December, last day of the year. We're moving to 2021. We are really going to level up in 2021. Yes, we are. Next week, I'm going to be talking about ways to really level up your year. This isn't me sitting down to plan. This is the Lord just giving me gems of this is what we need to talk about. This is what you need to do. And this is what I want you to share in terms of how to level up, because, you know, people have realized there's been difficult periods. People realize how they've been able to endure by his grace. Some people haven't realized it's by his grace, i.e. the world. They just think, okay, yeah, we've endured. But, you know, it's built a level of resilience. Built a level of resilience within us. And we must therefore rise up from that resilience and use it to move forward and move ahead, especially for believers. You know, I believe that this is a time where we must keep the word close. These are the days we must keep the word close. These are the days that we will thrive. I see next year as being one that is, you know, a great year indeed. And people may have thought the same. Oh, he said that about 2020, or people said that about 2020 and it didn't happen. But it did. It did. You just didn't have the right lens or perspective on it. And maybe there was something, you know, not great at all that happened from your, you know, in a personal perspective. But this is where we need to walk and journey with God personally in our lives. But what I do see for believers really is us being able to occupy. You know, this morning we had our we had a prayer meeting in our prayer room for the past 3 days, and the word I kept hearing was occupy, occupy, occupy. The Lord gave me an image of, you know, having a vast, you know, vast field of land, which is, you know, green, it's fruitful, it's land that is primed, you know. But what we often do is we pitch a tent in the land, we pitch a small tent in the land, and we stay in that tent, you know, and we allow ourselves to just get comfortable in that tent through the good, through the bad, the medium stuff. We get comfortable in that tent. We stay there, and we have this expanse of land all around us, and we don't do anything about occupying the land. What then happens in that period is you find that if you don't occupy the land, other stuff will come and occupy the land and try to steal from you. So grass will grow, weeds will grow, snakes will come, and then you try to come out of your tent, and then suddenly there's all these adversities, and you're like, wow. You know, where if you look back, Lord, the Lord gave you that, right? That whole piece of land, and you were meant to, yes, pitch your tent, but keep on expanding your tent, keep on occupying your territory. Even if you hadn't occupied a territory, you had your eyes on it. Lord was showing you what was ahead. You were planning, you were praying towards it. That's the analogy he gave me, literally, just as we were praying and talking, and he kept on saying, occupy. This is a time to occupy. My people need to occupy. So where you have been down, I'm guilty, where I let, you know, be it a self-esteem issue, or be it a fear of some sort, or be it, you know, some of us use the pandemic as an excuse, but quite frankly, the things you didn't do last year were not as a result of a pandemic. Not all of you, right? I'm not saying that, but like, I know personally for me, some of the stuff I didn't do had nothing to do with the pandemic. Like, I probably still wouldn't have done them if that didn't happen, right? But I was meant to do them. I didn't occupy certain aspects. And, you know, for his people that didn't, he's saying, come up higher and occupy, occupy. So 2021 is a time to really just occupy and be resilient about it. Let's use what we have gained to know in this time, to know that God is with us and we can endure no matter what. Because I'm not saying that there won't be challenges, or there won't be things, or there won't be more, you know, things we don't expect. It's bound to happen. These are the days we live in. Let's go and read Matthew 24 and clear to see these are the days we are living in and where things are happening. But, you know, as the word says, some of it it's cut short because of the believers as well. But also, you know, let us understand that, yes, the world has what they're living by, but we don't live according to the world. We don't live according to the world systems, according to their own propagandas or agendas, etc. Those things might be going on, but we are the ones that will shine for the glory of God. We are the ones that will be clear that we serve a living God. Hallelujah. So that is the word for you. I didn't actually plan to say that, because the topic of today's podcast is forward focus, hashtag forward focus. And really what it is, you know, I was thinking back, I spent most of yesterday doing stuff that I didn't plan to. Well, no, actually, I don't say that. I planned to do, like, I cut my day in half, you know, over this holiday period. I'm on a bit of a break. So I've given myself things I want to do in terms of, you know, physical clearing up and clearing out stuff and, you know, updating my eBay shop and all those things, right? So I give myself like half of that, and then the other half to really do, like, you know, my planning for the year and my praying towards it and all those things. But I literally spent the whole day looking at, you know, kind of looking at my plans for the year. But what I was doing was actually looking back, you know. So I was reflecting on the year that had just gone past, because to move forward to some extent, you need to understand what happened, what didn't happen, what you didn't do, what you did do, all of those things, right? So you need to do that. So you need to reflect, but you shouldn't get stuck in the reflection. You shouldn't get stuck in, oh my gosh, this didn't work and I can't move forward. No, you should, you know, you should reflect, but we move, hashtag we move, you know. So I was reflecting. I'm going to digress really and just plug something. So today's the last day of the year, but even into the, you know, next few weeks in January, some of you are still not really finished the year properly, but you can finish the year strong. You can finish 2020 strong, or what was meant for 2020 strong. You can still complete whatever that was in early Jan. So go and look at our video on finishing strong on YouTube. I was going to talk about that on the podcast, but I decided not to, because we have a whole YouTube video on finishing 2020 strong. And in our community, if you go to our Instagram, we have some a sort of short slide presentation with actually different content to the video on finishing your year strong. So if you go to More Dear TV on YouTube, you see that. If you go to Dear Talks Community on Instagram, you would also see that. So those are some gems. There we talk about reflecting but not getting stuck in the reflection. That's why I slightly digressed. But I was doing that yesterday because I just had to, you know, I was thinking. And I was like, wow, because a friend of mine messaged me through that process and we were chatting and, you know, she asked a question. I was like, you know what? There are lots of things I did not do in 2020, like things I know I was meant to do, instructions God gave me, graces he gave me to do, but I just didn't do them. And some of it was distraction from all that was going on. You know, you're just distracted. It was like, oh, this again, that again. Then you kind of put that thing on the back burner. Some of it was fear of the unknown, because some of it was new territory. Some of it was like, how's this going to work? How am I going to provide? Like, how? Lord, the money required to work on this project, how's this going to happen? Or, you know, the biggest constraint for me personally from this whole pandemic was the ability to be able to move and travel as easily. I think that was the biggest thing for me, as opposed to anything else. I mean, I guess working from home, all of that. But the thing that I could not do, and there was no way around, was being able to fluidly travel. And I do have a lot of other dealings. That sounds weird. But I do have a lot of things I do outside of the country I live in. So the ability not being able to do that as I would, and some of those things I had desired to work on would have involved being out of the country. So I kind of felt a little bit like, you know, hindered. And if I'm honest as well, I realize that I'm somebody that gains a lot of momentum and drive from traveling. I just am like that. I gain a lot of, it gives me a bigger picture mentality. I travel, I come back refreshed, even if it was a hectic trip or a work trip, I come back refreshed. I come back with a bigger picture, just because I've seen a new horizon, because I've physically seen things from a bigger picture. I don't know, something happens to me when I'm on planes, and just going to another nation, it just expands my mind more and I come back more invigorated. So I kind of found my way halfway through the year being like, oh my gosh, what's happening? I'm not as motivated. Then I discovered, you know, that's the way I am in terms of how I think. So you see, that also was a hindrance for me, because I just was like, oh gosh, it took me a while to realize that was an issue. And then it was like, how do I move forward from this, you know? But thank God for his help, right? So I looked back on those things and thought I didn't do them. And I would say most of them were really down to fear and distractions, you know, and those are things that the enemy loves. He would love to distract you, and he just loves keeping you bound in fear, you know. And for those things I didn't do, you know, there was a grace given to do them in that period of time. So I started thinking about them and I was like, oh gosh, okay, Lord, you know. And there's some things that are so funny, because there's some things I didn't do. Then shortly after, I saw other people do. And I knew, because of my growth in God and how God speaks to me, I was like, God, I know you told this person to do it. I know you gave them the idea 3 months after you gave me. In fact, sometimes I can tell you how the Lord gave the person the idea, whether it was through a dream, and, you know, I can get into that detail. But I know, you know, that I knew when I saw some things happen that this was as a result of me just not picking up something. Because you see, God's plans will be fulfilled. He wants to do something on the earth, and he's looking for who to do that, you know, to do this thing that he wants to execute with, who is ready, who is prepared, who is primed, who is, you know, ready to not only write it down, but actually execute, you see. So I wrote some things down, but I didn't get as far as executing. I started and I didn't take it as seriously. Sometimes we don't take those things as seriously. We don't take ourselves as seriously as we should. You know, but there's a lot of learning from that, right? You know, the things I also did, which I was meant to do. So some people might look at the situation and think, well, you did, you know, all those things, but I didn't do some things I was meant to do, you know. And, you know, there's nothing as like half obedience. Like, I obeyed in some things and I disobeyed in some, you know. But they're all learning experiences. And, you know, there is a wind of grace given in the time when you're meant to do it. And then if you don't, it sometimes becomes difficult to start those things again. or to begin them, it just becomes more difficult to pick up. The excitement is gone. I'm sure you find that sometimes as well from your own personal experience. The buzz you had, the excitement is like, where is it? It's no longer there. You know, how can I do this again? You know, how, Lord? And then this person's done it now. You know, do I still need to be doing it? How's it going to work? How's it going to look? Then even that fear you had of what people would think kicks in even more, because you're like, oh my gosh, I had this idea and they've done it the exact. In fact, there's one thing I would love to mention it, but I can't. But there was something that was so unique and so detailed that I said, God, this idea you've given me, I'm so grateful for it, because I can't see people, anyone else thinking about it. Then I saw someone else do it and they're the only one doing it. And I'm like, Lord, it is because I have delayed and I have sat. I knew, you know, I was like, you know, in your, you can't even be angry with God, which you shouldn't be. You can't be angry at yourself, because you're just like, there's no point being angry at yourself because it's not going to yield you anything. But you know, you're like, I take responsibility, Lord, for not obeying this instruction. And therefore, Lord, if you still, if you still give me the grace and this is something I meant to do, I will do it regardless of what anyone thinks. I will do it well. You know, if you're like me, sometimes I use those things to propel me forward and to move me forward, right? So the Lord says forward focus. He says forward focus. And what's he saying forward focus about is we could be in this situation like me, where you are dwelling on the past, not in a bad way, but you're reflecting and thinking, oh wow, I didn't do that, or I didn't do that as well, or you're thinking about things that worked or didn't work or anything. But we need to also have a forward focus approach. We need to hashtag we move, right? So you can, you know, understand what those things are that you didn't do, or you didn't do as well, or you just, you know, whatever the case is, right? You can identify those things, identify why you didn't. Was it a fear issue? Was it distraction? Was it just like laziness, plain old laziness? Was it like, oh, I was waiting to pray about it? That's another form of laziness, trust me. Like, I was praying about it, or I meant to pray about it, but I didn't. You know, I was waiting to hear about it when God has in fact given you the instruction. You have even taken the first step, right? You identify what the issue was. You're not applying any emotion to it or getting too caught up in your feelings. Leave your feelings behind. Be real with yourself. Identify what the issue was. With the help of Holy Spirit, He will help you identify, help you, you know, identify what the thing is, what the issues were, the reasons were, identify what they are. And then you ask the Lord to give you a plan on how to move forward. Now, again, I don't want you to get caught up in, I'm asking God and I'm waiting for the plan. Just take a step forward in terms of that thing. And okay, God, this is the thing you asked me to do. This is the reasons why I didn't do it. This is how far I got. Okay, God, I'm going to be proactive in this, and I'm going to put together a plan concerning, you know, 2021. And in Q1, I am going to, you know, be focused on executing this. Lord, show me how, give me the plan. And just start to, by faith, write down what you believe or how you should do it. For most of you, the Lord already gave you the plan before. All you need to do is insert this into your 2021. I encourage you to do it early as well, right? And just be forward focused about it. Don't be dwelling on what didn't, if I did it then, no. Hey, if I did in September, this would have happened. And this is, you know, the help that I would have had. You know, I would have had more time on my hands. I wouldn't have been as stressed. Don't identify and look on those things, because those things are just going to agitate you further. But instead, apply a forward focus lens. I love it. I was listening to something my coach did, wonderful gift that she gave all of us on visioning. And she talked about the different lenses that people look through things from. You know, we look through the things from the lens of the past. We look through the lens of other people, the lens of limitations, the lens of different things. But the lens we need to look at things from is the lens of vision, of a, you know, the future lens of something. So even if there's something that was meant to have been done in the past, see how you move it forward. Apply this forward focus to it, of how do I take this thing and have a level, a lens of focus on it, that I am simply just moving forward. I am going for it. I am moving forward. I'm not thinking about what didn't happen. I'm putting together my forward plan to go and my execution plan. And with those things, you identify that being your hindrances. Now you need to figure out how to address them. Help of the Holy Spirit. That's the wonderful thing. When I say figure out, I'm always like, well, Holy Spirit is there to help us. So it's even more beautiful. But we need to identify how to therefore address those things as well. Address the fear. What was the fear? Why were you scared? Why were you bothered about what anyone thought? Why? It's because you have an identity issue. Is it because maybe you're consuming too much social media, or you're concerned about what people think? Like, you need to break that addiction of social media, first of all. You need to break that caring what people think and understand that God is your boss at the end of the day. That's how I see it. I see him as my boss, in every aspect, in my business, in my career, he's my career coach. He's my, chief worship leader, chief psalmist who teaches me how to be a psalmist. He's the one who teaches me how to be, you know, a daughter, a sister, and everything I am. You know, he's the one who's showing me by God's grace how to improve in relationships. You know, he's the one who teaches me all of these things. He's my boss. He's the one I report to. He's the one I am accountable to. Because when you don't do that thing, person A, who you are worried about, is never going to be there to answer for why you didn't do it. First of all, it's likely person A did not know or give a toss or care about it, right? And why do you even care what they care? You know, if they're naysayers and they're truly naysayers around you, why do you care? Why do you, like, you just need to be so, like, I don't even see anybody. The gift I thank God that I have in my personality is that sometimes I'm a little bit oblivious to things. And even when they're brought to my attention, I really could not care less, because I think it's partly because I kind of grew up a little bit like an only child. So I don't really, you know, anyway, that's a different story. But yeah, so I'm sometimes can be a little bit oblivious to things, which can be a good thing sometimes and can be a bit of a bad thing in some situations. But the good thing, what it does to me, is that I don't always notice the naysayers or the this or what that person thinks. I just really get past it, right? Now, some of the stuff I didn't do this year was probably even a naysayer, like, oh gosh, how would it be received? How would it be this? But sometimes we get caught up in building this image of ourselves, which is like to please people. And I want you to break away from that. I want you to just be forward focused on God, forward laser focused on God, your relationship with him and what he's told you to do, your call, your role, the people he's told you to serve, and do it without any regret. Do it without looking back. Do it without, you know, always taking stock of people's feelings, or taking stock of what people would think, or taking stock of the temperature. You see, some things we do, you know, we even get into this thing of we ask people things on social media sometimes. And I understand some of it is a level of engagement. Some of it is maybe you want to pinpoint something and you want to get the right, you want to fine tune something, which is great. I'm not knocking any of that at all, right? We do, you know, but what I'm saying is that sometimes we ask people, oh, if I, you know, released a book about, I don't know, about cooking, let's just say I can never release a book about cooking. That's like jokes. Oh my gosh. Doesn't God have a sense of humor? That's the example he gives me. But if I release a book about cooking, would you guys buy it? Meanwhile, God has told you to write that book. Why are you asking anybody whether they'll buy it? Maybe the question is, okay, you know, what recipes? Or maybe it's, you know, would you want a small booklet? Or like, I don't know, maybe it's something more specific. But God has told you, some of you, he's giving you the recipes. He's giving you the book cover. You had a dream. You saw the cover. You saw the everything. He gave you the person to work with. Then he's giving you the entire blueprint, and you're still asking somebody questions. Now, I know some people do it for engagements, to create a buzz or whatever, but people genuinely do it sometimes. I mean, if you're doing it to create a buzz, I think there are other ways to do it, but people genuinely ask these questions to know what to do. Let's get away from that, people of God. I'm not saying it's, I don't want to like be like I'm bashing anyone's process necessarily, but where God has told you to do something, just do it. Because what happened to some of you is that, yeah, some of you asked these questions, asked people's opinions, you heard the opinions, and then you didn't do anything. In fact, God just reminded me of something I was meant to do. I then asked one of my best friends, and she's like, I see, because I talked myself out of it, and she could see why I talked myself out of it. So we both talked ourselves out of it. And then months after, I'm like, I understand why you told me to do this, God, because you told me, because 2, 3 months after, exact thing he told me to do was very much needed. So let's get away from this habit of, seeking other people's validation or opinion to do that. Let's be forward focused and put together that plan. Ask God, God, am I still meant to do this? Some of you're still meant to do it. In fact, 80, 95% of you are still meant to do what you're meant to do. Create a forward focused plan. Do not look back. Use the past to be your fuel to move forward. Let that be the fire that helps you move forward. But use the learning experiences, those things that hindered you. Beat them before they come. Beat them. If it's a fear issue, start building yourself and your identity in Christ. Like confessing that thing you're fearful of, concern, because the enemy would want to keep you in fear. Just start confessing the word of God, dwelling on the word, meditating on the word concerning it, speaking that thing into existence. Take that plan and begin to speak life into it. I speak life into this book plan, into this cookbook plan. I speak life into it. You will go to the ends of the earth. You will create recipes that will nourish people's bodies. Ah, just begin to speak life into it, right? Identify what those hindrances are, and get ahead of them. Get ahead. If it's time management, get ahead of it. Some of you sleep too much. If it is, whether it's just being distracted, take a social media break. Do so. I'm gonna try and do so at some point in January. Do so. Take a just a detox. Detox your body. Detox your mind. Take a break from watching too much Netflix. I'm so excited about what we're gonna talk about next week, to be honest. I really am. I think I'm getting into some of it, but take a break. From all of these things that you've been doing, take a break from your regular routine. Just take some time away to plan ahead. So those are things I wanted to just leave you with about being forward focused. And for some of you, you're a little bit discouraged because you did all the things you needed to do in 2020, or you thought you did anyway, and you just haven't maybe seen the return you expect to see. The Lord says, keep showing up. Keep showing up. Keep doing it. Keep showing up. Be consistent. Keep showing up. It will pay off. And it's not even about the numbers or about that. Just it's about your obedience. It's about what the Lord is building in you through that. The numbers, the impact is the im you're already making impact, some of you. The impact will grow. So keep showing up, right? So I wanted to encourage you with that today. I want to just leave you in a place of being encouraged and focused on God this very day. Take care and God bless. Happy New Year. And we will speak next week about, the coming year. We're already next week in next year in 2021, but we will speak more about, what to do, how to level up your year, all of that. But I want you to think about all the things that have been said today and just dwell on them, meditate on them, and use them to help you plan ahead and move forward in the things of God. I wish you a happy, happy new year. Take care and God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Idea Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Idea Talks. You can also head to our website, ideatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.